This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey y'all, you're listening to This with Krish, the show where I like to dive deep into faith, family, freedom, culture, and the chaos of everyday life. Now, first off, I'd like to give a big shout out to the NBA basketball, basketball season that just kicked off this week. And yesterday was the first Dallas Mavericks game. So, Dallas Mavericks, I've literally watched one full game in 5 years that we've lived here in Dallas. And yet, at some point in the last 2 or 3 years, I went out and bought this hat and this shirt that just sits in my closet. So, I figured I'd give it some time of day. All right, so quick note. Sorry I didn't post an episode yesterday morning. I have been feeling slightly under the weather. My voice... Episode 31 was the last episode I recorded. You know, my voice was super raspy and I kind of felt feverish. I mean, these kids are bringing home germs here in the fall. Weather's changing in Dallas, Texas, so who knows? Okay. All right. Also, today, October 23rd, is exactly 10 years since I officially asked my now amazing wife to be my girlfriend all those years ago, after we had dated for a couple of, maybe 2 or 3 months. So I figured the topic of today's episode would be absolutely perfect, right? So today, well, this one's for the couples, all right? Whether you've been together for 2 months or 20 years or even 50 plus years like my parents, you're about to totally feel seen with the content of this episode. I'm super excited, a little giddy. But earlier today, I saw a social media post on the Instagram account called Puberty. I think that's how to say it, P-U-B-I-T-Y. And I thought it was so funny and so true. I sent it to my wife and we had a good laugh. All right, so the contents of this post, right? So apparently scientists, right? Yeah, the same scientists that kind of gave us Wi-Fi and anxiety about what's in bottled water, another episode coming soon, have discovered that the three keys to a happier relationship are you ready for this? 1, disliking the same people. 2, farting in front of each other. And 3, teasing each other. Now, when I saw that list, I thought, man, that's either the most accurate study ever done or the most honest married couple kind of finally got their PhDs and did a study. I don't know. But either way, I think it was the former. It's super, super accurate, right? So let's break these down, right? This with Krish style. Real stories, right? A couple of laughs, maybe a little truth here and there that we all need to hear. So let's get right into it, right? Because I know this sounds wrong, okay, but you know, we're taught from day one not to dislike people, to be kind, to turn the other cheek, love thy neighbor, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're taught. It's biblical. It's true. It really is. And honestly, while that's true, Shannon and I, my wife, you know, We still hold on to a sermon we heard back in 2016 from Pastor Andy Stanley when we were living back in Atlanta and attending Buckhead Church. And I remember Andy talking about whatever the context of the sermon was, something that we took away was not to have a hardened heart, right? And we still mention that to each other when we're like angry about something or someone. We're like, hey, don't have a hardened heart. That message hit us both pretty hard all those years ago, probably 10 years ago. It was all about how resentment, gossip, and bitterness don't just poison your relationships with others, but they kind of poison you and your soul as well, right? So, yes, disliking people isn't something you should pursue, but, right, so hear me out. There's a difference between hating someone and bonding over shared irritation, okay? And you all know what I'm talking about, so let me explain if you don't get what I'm talking about, which I think you all do. Listen, have you ever been in like maybe like a social setting or in a restaurant and you're with your spouse, right? And that one person, you know, the one that like starts talking and without even saying a word, you and your partner, right? You kind of share a glance and that kind of explains everything to each other, right? You know what I'm talking about. It's that little telepathic like moment that you and your spouse share, or your girlfriend, or whatever, your boyfriend, that says, here we go again, okay? That's not quite hatred. That's synchronized discernment, okay? It's not all that bad, okay? But look, when Shannon and I were newly married, right, we go to events and or church gatherings or concerts, or we did a lot. We did a whole lot more than we do today as parents. But there would always be that one couple, right, who clearly thought they were like maybe starring in a Hallmark Christmas movie, right? Matching sweaters and synchronized laughter. They're like just too Ken and Barbie perfect. Nothing wrong with Ken and Barbie and being perfect, right? But we'd smile politely, but later, right, in the car, we'd kind of just look over and say, all right, was it just me or were they just completely over the top, right? And it's judgy McJudgy. I know, right? But like, it's something like you both kind of share. That's marriage magic, my friends, right? When you can share those inside jokes about other people, I know, it's terrible. But you get what I'm saying, okay? Here's the real lesson, though. The goal isn't to bond over the bitterness, right? It's to connect through honesty, right? When you can share your, I guess, unfiltered thoughts safely with your spouse, that I think that builds some kind of trust. And I think that's what this this post, number one, really meant. Because let's be honest, right? Your spouse is supposed to be the one you can say literally anything to, right? Like, man, I can't stand that person's laugh. And they'll respond, oh my gosh, I thought it too, right? I thought it was just me. That's that connection point. And I think that is what the study per se was alluding to. That's relationship glue. All right. So maybe Andy Stanley wouldn't say dislike the same people, but he would say guard your heart, right? And part of guarding your heart means knowing who you can be your authentic self around. I know, I think we spent way too much time on that, so, but let's be honest, right? Whoever that person is that you can be genuine around, well then, and that's your person. That's who you. That's how you know. That's part of the equation, I think. Sorry. Strap in, or maybe open a window, because this next part, number two, is fun. Okay. Because we're talking about flatulence, and forever. This has got a nice ring to it. Sorry. Let me have a sip because my throat is kind of getting raspy again. All right, so this study, it says, you know, scientists are saying that couples who can fart in front of each other are happier and more secure. And I'm going to try to say this with a straight face, okay? But I'm here to tell you, I have personally lived with this truth, okay? So when Shannon and I first started dating, I hope she doesn't kill me for sharing this story, but here we are, too late. But when we first started dating, right, all those years ago, 10 years ago, newly in love, going out all the time, you know, hanging out for like 6+ hours and going to museums and dinners and whatever, right? Where time doesn't really exist. Those are the best days. And actually, we do go out on date night literally almost every week. So I should definitely do an episode on that. It's not about farting. But let me tell you what else doesn't exist when you're newly dating, right? And it's comfort. Right? I was so head over heels for her that I didn't want to do anything that might, you know, like ruin my image because, you know, I'm so cool. You know, I'm trying to impress this beautiful woman, right? Dress sharp, smell good, and act like I've got it all together. But inside, bro, I was in pain. All right. Those early dates were basically, I don't know, endurance events, right? We'd go out to a restaurant and then we'd go for a walk in the park. Then we'd go to a coffee shop and have dessert and just sit there and talk for hours about life. And the whole time, right, my stomach was like a carbonated soda bottle, right, ready to like explode. All right. So after the date, I'd drive back to my place, you know, praying, please, Lord, please let the traffic light, you know, be green so I can make it before my car has to explode as well. And then came the day, the very day. Okay. I remember it very clearly. It's like remembering where you were on those other major events in your life. We were hanging out at my house, right? Out in Grant Park in the city, watching a movie, and it happened. Okay. And it wasn't super loud, right? My dog actually, Archie at the time, kind of like jumped off of the couch, so he helped. But it was definitely there. Like, it was like a little trumpet solo of shame. And I froze, and she froze. And I thought, gosh, darn it, this is it. This is how I die. Right, this is my legacy ends here. And if you've never seen a brown man blush, I promise you it happened at that very moment. I didn't know whether to apologize or fake a cough or just start, like, you know, turning off the movie and just shooing her out, because it would be the last time I saw her. I didn't know what to do. So, but Shannon, my sweet, wonderful now wife, just kind of looked at me and said, "Did you just?" And then she started laughing hysterically, right? She was, I'm pretty sure, like, she was crying. I don't know if happiness or I'm still confused at what emotion she was reacting to with the laugh, but, or disgust, maybe, I don't know. But right there in that moment, the tension kind of broke, right? Literally and emotionally. And that was the first time I realized, okay, she really loves me, because anyone can love you when you smell like, maybe cologne and confidence, but true love is tested when you smell like, well, I guess humanity. I don't know. I know this is very raw. Sorry. Many of you that listen to the podcast, I probably will see at some point in the next few weeks in person, and I'm gonna have to face this episode, I guess. I don't know. But look, now years later, right? It's just part of life, right? When you're a parent, it's totally part of life. You hit that point in marriage and parenthood where you don't even apologize anymore, right? You just kind of announce it as a public service message, right? Like, hey, fair warning, right? You may want to kind of step out of the house for a second, or go ahead and roll your window down, right? Who's done that? All right. Marriage teaches you humility, right? It teaches you acceptance, and apparently it also teaches you gastrointestinal synchronization, right? I wanted to talk about that, and I think we all kind of get giddy, even as little kids, when you say the word fart, but whatever, right? Anyway, now this is my favorite, because my wife and I are little pranksters, not like the ones you see on TikTok, because some of those TikTok ones are like way more advanced than we could ever hope to be. We hope to be. It's teasing, right? So teasing is like the spice rack of marriage, right? Too little is too bland. Too much is toxic. But just the right amount, right? That's what keeps things fun. And Shannon and I like to tease each other all the time. We you know, we play pranks on each other in front of our kids to showcase that life is kind of fun, right? Should be fun. Sometimes it's just that, that mean type of teasing, I guess. I don't know. Like, she'll catch me checking my reflection before a dinner date on date night. And she goes, okay, GQ, calm down. It's just dinner. I was like, yeah, but it's not just dinner. It's dinner with you. Right? And I flip the script. Or, a lot of times I'll watch her fall asleep with her phone in her hand and her glasses on. And I'll, turn the phone upside down and wake her up or, random things. But here's the truth, right? Humor does heal. Teasing in love is one of the ways you show, right, that I see you, I know you. It's a form of intimacy, a way to say that we're comfortable enough with each other to laugh at each other, but never hurt each other. And it wasn't this specific study, but something else I read, right? Like, psychologists back that up. Couples who laugh together more often, especially at themselves, tend to recover from conflict faster. I'm still testing that out after 10 years. But you can't stay mad when you're cracking up, right? Have you ever had a disagreement, argument, fight, whatever, with your spouse, and then something happens, something was said that was just funny, and you just stop and laugh, and it really helps the situation. So instead of arguing about who left the laundry in the dryer, make a joke about it, right? Well, I was going to fold it, but then I remembered I'm a free spirit. I don't know. Add humor and the teasing, whatever, right? It keeps things light. Life is way too heavy enough already, right? Wouldn't you agree? So scientists also might be onto something, right? They haven't figured out if they're UFOs or shooting stars, but they have figured this piece out, I think. Well, at least I would agree with them. A happy, healthy relationship might just come down to these few things. Okay? One, a shared sense of who you don't vibe with. Not dislike, I said who you don't vibe with. Number two, the freedom to be human, right? Even when it smells human. And lastly, number three, the ability to laugh, tease, and keep things light. All right. So at the end of the day, let's agree that love isn't about perfection. It's about comfort. And it's about knowing you can be your weird, flawed, honest self and still be loved for it. This has probably been my favorite episode to do. So whether you're in that new kind of love honeymoon phase, like holding everything in physically and emotionally, or you've hit that soulmate, hey, we finish each other's sentences and snacks and cherish that type of relationship. It doesn't matter, because it's those funny, real, sometimes stinky moments that make all these stories worth telling, okay? If you're my kids and you're listening to this episode in 10, 15, 20 years, hopefully you'll be able to access it and listen to it. Yeah, look, man, don't be so stuck up. Life is supposed to be fun. Look, thanks for listening, friends, y'all. If this episode made you laugh even a little bit, or you kind of saw me blushing, brown guy blushing on the camera, or if you're sitting next to your spouse right now giving them the look, go ahead and share it. Follow This With Krish on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube and tell your friends, or at least the ones you don't dislike, tell them about the show. We do have the website, get coming together. We're including a news story blog thingy or whatever. We've got our sponsors are going to be highlighted on there, so just super, super exciting stuff coming your way. Also, you feel free to follow us on TikTok. Until next time, keep your love strong, the laughter loud, and maybe crack a window. Love you guys.